welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And before we go into the Word of the Lord and what God would have us share these next several days, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, we thank you that your presence, your anointing destroys every yoke of bondage. And Lord, we, those who have accepted Jesus, we are in you. We are in Christ. And Father, you see the days in which we're living. You see the wickedness and evil that abounds. But Father, you will not allow us to be overwhelmed. You will not allow us to be crushed by the circumstances, by the work of the enemy. But Father, you've given us authority over the works of darkness. And so, Father, we come against every demonic attack against your people, against your body. And Father, we pray for that anointing which will destroy every yoke that the enemy would put upon us. We are in Christ, and if we should be in Christ, we are free indeed. So we declare liberty, Father. I pray for liberty for everyone listening. Lord, whatever burdens are on their heart, whatever troubles they have encountered in the last several days, Father, we cast our cares upon you because you care for us. And so, Father, we thank you for your goodness, and we thank you, Lord, that you are our protector. You're our elder brother. And you go before us to make the way straight. We bless you and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Well, the subject that I'm going to be speaking on is a stirred up spirit. And we all know that God, I would trust, that God has a plan for our lives. And we're members of his body. And as such, when you think about some of the profound understandings that God gave the Apostle Paul, we're a body. And just like our natural body, if there was a portion that was cut off or a portion that is not in health, major organs, that affects the whole body. And even though we have brothers and sisters on the other side of the world, we will never see until we're with Jesus. God wants us to pray one for another. Why? Because we are a body. He is the head. And God has a plan in these hours that we live in. We are to be as harvest hands, laborers in the field, in whatever capacity. So often we think of ministry, it's got to be some, you know, large, big-name ministry that's ministering in the countries of the world, traveling, or television, or radio, or through various aspects of technology. Beloved, God works. We saw in the very ministry of Jesus, we see as we read the Word of God, he took the time to minister to one individual. I'm thinking now of the woman at the well, the woman of Samaria. And as a result of that one time of ministry, the connection that he made with her, there was revival in Samaria. So, beloved, you have an important part. And so I want to talk about stirred up by the hand of God. As always, we're going to go into the Word of God at a very important time in the history of Israel. And we know in the New Testament that the examples that we have given us in the Old Testament are for our admonition and learning, our examples. And so what I'd like to do is read the first 11 verses of the book of Ezra, chapter 1. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, and that he made a proclamation through all his kingdom and put it into writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Now this was a heathen king who had been stirred by the hand of God to fulfill a prophetic word that had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. The people of God had been in Babylon for 70 years, as the word of the Lord declared. And then God had a plan for them. And so, beloved, I guess we might liken the bondage we've lived in terms of this world system, because the darkness is getting so dark and evil is abounding at such great extent. We feel that we are, strangers in a strange land, and we are, because our citizenship is in heaven. But the point is, God is fulfilling his word, and just as this remarkable prophecy was fulfilled hundreds of years after the time it was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, we see that God is going to fulfill his word, as we see in the book of Revelation. Let me go on reading. Verse 3, Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. See, he knew where God had chosen to place. In fact, that's going to be the headquarters in the kingdom, Jerusalem. And whosoever, verse 4, remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods, with beasts, besides the freewill offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all them whose spirit God had raised, to go up to build the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. And all they that were about them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, with beasts, with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. And then I'm not going to bother to read the next several verses, but it says, Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his gods. And so we see there is a tremendous event occurring, that the fulfillment of the prophetic word was taking place at that time for the exiles of Jerusalem. And Cyrus was permitting them to go back and to build the house at Jerusalem. And he's called us, if we can see a New Testament parallel, we've been in bondage to the world when we were unsaved. God has released us. And they had a pleasant life in Babylon to some extent, because the word of the Lord through Jeremiah was that they were to, build homes and plant gardens and things like that, and just live peaceably until the time for the word of the Lord was fulfilled. And so for us, sometimes the clock of God's care, his guardianship over his people, may seem to move slowly at times, but the clock of the Lord always strikes at the proper minute. God has everything in control. Sometimes, because we are creatures of time, we live in time. Our God lives beyond time. He lives in eternity. How often, sometimes you've gone through a difficult place and you say, How long, O Lord? We read that through the Psalms. During the 70 years of the Jews' captivity, other things were occurring. The cup of Babylon's iniquity was being filled, so that the time of their deliverance synchronized with the time of Babylon's downfall. In the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, many were carried into captivity. He reigned 45 years, and his son, Evil-Merodach, reigned 23 years, and his grandson, Belshazzar, reigned 3 years. You remember that? Dan just saw the handwriting on the wall. and then there was, you know, the invasion. And so Darius the Mede, in the third year of Belshazzar, he captured the city of Babylon, and Cyrus, the king of Persia, became ruler. That's found in Daniel 5:31. Praise God. And then we see the accession of Cyrus to the throne actually was another marvelous fulfillment of prophecy. And that was mentioned in Isaiah, the chapter of 44, verse 28. Thus saith of Cyrus, this is Isaiah speaking, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. Praise God. All right, and then let's go on. Okay, where are we? So the very name of the liberator of God's people, think of that. King Cyrus was mentioned 150 years beforehand. And at this crisis, there were three distinct prophecies that were fulfilled. First of all, it was the punishment of the king of Babylon. And that's found in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 10, which says, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, and I will perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. This is the Lord speaking to his people through Jeremiah. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Praise God. So that was prophesied, the punishment of the king of Babylon. And then, of course, there was the end of the 70 years captivity mentioned in Jeremiah 29 and 10. Well, I can see by the clock I need to bring this broadcast to a close, and we'll pick up right here tomorrow at this same time. I thank you for joining me. And if you're a new listener, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. But as always, I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. This is not only broadcast ministry, but a ministry of correspondence that has been in existence since 1965, when it was started by my late husband, Brother Glass. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.